The gas lamp gave a better light, far better light. Of course, I read by the kerosene lamp a lot.
Was that hard on your eyes?
Yes, that's part of my trouble today.
Now, did they always call it kerosene, or was there another term they might have used?
No, I don't think so.
You ever heard of the term coal oil?
Well, yeah, coal oil, it's the same
Is that the same as
gas.
kerosene? I see. Okay, I didn't know that. Did they ever have makeshift lamps, for example, like you'd take a Coke bottle and fill it with kerosene and use a wick?
No, we had candles.
They had candles, though.
Yes.
Did you ever read from those? Or that'd be too, that would
That'd
be.
be too hard on the eyes.
Oh,
I played cards with the candles.
I see. Why did you use candles sometimes? Less expensive, or?
No, we just used them when we had no had run out of kerosene or gas or something. Or the now when the lights go out.
Oh, yeah, you always have some, an emergency
Yeah.
supply. Now, when you were growing up, if it ever got hot, did you ever lay makeshift beds out on the floor?
I just took a pillow and laid down in front of the door.
I see. Now, did you. Was there a name for any of that, for a bed made up on the floor? Have you ever heard the term pallet?
Well, yeah, some of them call it that. I just take a pillow.
Okay, but would you ever call it that?
No, I wouldn't.
And how would you keep warm under the, what kind of covers did you have?
Quilts that we made, blankets,
You have four or five of those, I guess.
feather bed, which I don't like.
What's that?
That was when I was at home with the folks.
A feather bed?
Yeah, and then our straw beds. We fill a straw tick every fall after threshing time. Get pretty rumpled up by the time threshing that next year.
I can imagine. Now, you mentioned quilts. Did they ever have you ever heard of a thing called a sugan?
Yeah.
Maybe you could tell me what that is.
Well, it's a heavier than just a quilt. Really heavy. I think a lot of them had wool in them. But the quilts that I made were just.
Okay, now this thing, can I get you to pronounce that other thing? Not the quilt, but the.
Sugan.
Now, what was that? What would that be used for? Was there a different use for
Well,
that?
the mainly, I think those were out in sheep camp
I see.
where they had to pack their beds.
Oh, so it was sort of a packed bed
Yeah.
for sheep herders.
Sheep herders, or when they were rounding up cattle, they had to have their beds with them.
See. So it could be made into sort of a bedroll, I guess.
Yes, bedroll.
What do you call that thing that you put the pillow in?
Pillowcase.
And this right here is a.
Lamp. Bulb.
And the bulb gives off.
Heat. Light.
Both of those, huh? Now, do you have? Oh, this here is called a.
Television.
Okay, great. And once again, back to the kitchen. If you were trying to keep yourself clean while you're cooking, you probably wear a.
Apron.
Are there different types of aprons?
Yes.
Maybe you can explain
Some
that.
of them wear just a smock, which is just like a blouse, but nearly it has no sleeves in it.
See, and that covers the entire front.
Yes, right.
See, now is that open in the back?
Yes.
I see, and then there's just the regular shorter one.
Yes, the one that ties around the waist.
Okay, maybe you could tell me about, first of all, the types of clothing you may have worn in the winter time to stay warm when you're going outside.
I wear the same summer and winter
Okay.
because I like the cold.
You do.
I don't like the heat.
Well, you're in the right place then,
Yes, right.
I guess.
I put on a cotton blouse, which is cooler than these rayons.
But did you ever wear a winter heavy, what do you call those things?
Coat?
Did you ever wear one of those?
Oh, yeah, I have one.